This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Advocates are concerned about the upcoming Supreme Court ruling on a Mississippi law that restricts abortion access. CPR's Bentha Berkland reports on calls for an abortion rights law in Colorado.
Advocates for reproductive rights in Colorado said before now they didn't think putting explicit protections for abortion access into state law was necessary. But that changed after the nation's highest court expressed support for restricting abortion rights and potentially overturning Roe v. Wade. Democratic Representative Meg Froelich plans to sponsor a bill this next legislative session.
We can't rely on the protections of the court, whether it be the Supreme Court of the United States or the Supreme Court of Colorado. And so we have to have in statute protections for access to the full range of reproductive care, including abortion.
Colorado voters have overwhelmingly upheld access to abortion in recent elections, including the defeat of the 2008 Personhood Amendment. I'm Bente Berkland, CPR News.
A state committee recommends paramedics continue using ketamine, but not for excited delirium, a disputed diagnosis often used when people resist arrest. Dr. Leslie Brooks says the diagnosis is not widely accepted.
We reject this diagnosis because of its lack of specificity, its lack of validity, and its inherent bias.
Ketamine was used on Elijah McClain, who died in police custody in Aurora. 55 degrees in Denver, 38 in Vail. This is CPR News.